So what if there was an app that would let you hear music the way you really should be hearing it at a live concert, arena, sports as well? There is. It's called Mixhalo. I've got Mark Ruxin here. He's just about to launch this app into the Staples Center in Los Angeles, and it's in a few other places as well. Mark, tell everybody what you've got.
I walk in the door at Staples Center. Rock band A, B, or C is playing. I open up the app, and then what?
It'll say join Mixhalo. So we use the Wi-Fi chip in your phone so that you can log on to a network. But the network that you log on to is not connected to the internet. It's a local network that we build in the venue. So we hang effectively a bunch of wireless antennas around the venue. We plug a server into the soundboard. And then you can choose, and it depends on the band and how sophisticated they want to be, you can choose the mix that you want to hear. So for Metallica, you could listen to Lars or James or Kirk or anyone else in the band, and you'd get this biased mix. If you're in Vegas, you can listen to the Steven Tyler mix or the band mix. Or, you know, some bands will just reproduce the board mix, which effectively is what you hear out of the PA system, but is a clean, untouched mix directly to your ears.
And obviously you're putting your earbuds in?
You're putting your earbuds in. And so once you log on to the Wi-Fi network, we effectively turn Wi-Fi into radio.
Okay. So the obvious question is, you're sitting, the concert's about to start. You want this mix. What am I paying for it?
It's free to consumers. So we are working on a couple different models. One is we sell the hardware to the venue, and they will do one of two things. There's basically four problems that an event operator wants to solve. One is a great fan experience. So if you know the only tickets available to a show in, you know, whatever your local venue is kind of a crappy nosebleed seat, you might not go because you're like, the sound stinks, I have a bad sight line. So a lot of people just want to sell those incremental seats. The lawns at outdoor amphitheaters suffer from that problem. If you're up in a lawn, you probably don't have good sound. You might go for other reasons, to have a picnic and just to be outside. So number one is fan experience, and lots of operators literally just want to create a high fan experience so they can sell more tickets. That would be the KPI. If they want to actually break even on the investment or start to monetize it in a way that offsets it, it's pretty easy to imagine a sponsor that comes in and sponsors the clean live stream in any venue. If you're in somebody's ears for 2.5 hours, a live event, you can make the media math work. You could also do things like sell them merchandise, sell them tickets to the next show. You can do all sorts of kind of in-app e-commerce, concessions, et cetera. So that's kind of the second phase. You want to actually make money or break even. Then you look at sponsorship as a way to do it, and you look at e-commerce in the app. I think with music, what we're trying to do is create kind of an HD experience for your ears. And if you download the app and do the simple demo that's in the app, you'll see what you're listening to as an audience member to show actually sounds a lot worse than it does if you could listen to a Mixhalo mix. And it's a little bit like HD. We used to watch sports on TV 15 years ago when it was fine and TVs got bigger and flatter and it looked better. And then all of a sudden HD came out, and Jefferson, if I said, hey, do you want to watch the game in HD or not? You'd look at me like, that's not really a question. It's the same thing for music. So for music, it really is a clarity, HD. We're solving a problem that people don't know that they have yet. But once you go through this demo, you'll realize that it's real.
All you have to do is listen to Wish You Were Here by Incubus, and it's right there in the app. And it sounds great.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. And it's super easy. And, you know, a lot of people say, we need a better demo. And I think people that do really complicated demos are kind of hiding the problem a little bit. That's a very simple demo, and it comes across pretty clear. I think with sports, it's a different paradigm altogether. So 50% of people's experience watching sports at home is audio. So if you're watching a football game or a baseball game, there's somewhere between 6 and 10 minutes of action that take 3 hours to unwind. So a lot of what gets you through one of those games is the color commentary. Sports like boxing and others have a whole bunch of kind of backstory about the people that you lose when you go to the match.
Mark Ruxin from Mixhalo, thanks so much for filling us in. I know a lot of people would love to hear better sound at the venues, and I bet they're really going to get a kick out of this. Thanks for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Mark, if people have more questions about Mixhalo, how do they find you?
They can hit me up at Mark, M-A-R-C, at Mixhalo.com.
Pretty easy. Thanks again for listening, everyone.